I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Greece is in trouble. It's kind of an understatement. The country's a breath away from bankruptcy. We caught up with AMG International's Tassos Ioannidis in Greece this week. He says people are scared. A referendum is slated for Sunday. Voters have to decide if they'll support economic overhauls and budget cuts for more emergency cash. There are more rough times ahead, though. What should you pray for?
We pray that as we continue to help people in the point of their need with basic stuff like food, clothing at St. Luke's Hospital by providing medical care, that we will continue to have the opportunity to share the good news.
Ever heard of a water war? Well, it's what's happening in Iraq right now. ISIS and Turkey are drying up the Euphrates River and causing internally displaced people, or IDPs, to lose food and water. Open Doors wants to help, but their funds are drying up too. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors.
Currently, there's a $20 million gap in, for the most part, food supplies, and it will be for a while. So Open Doors is there for the long haul, but we are in need of the body of Christ worldwide to stand with these believers.
Open Doors needs your help to provide for 10,000 hurting people in Iraq. Find links at our website. And Christians are being persecuted more than ever before in the Middle East and other regions. But what about the West? According to the Baptist Press, a new study by Lifeway Research indicates 39% of Americans believe Islam threatens their religious freedom. More than half of Americans believe religious liberty is on the decline, but mostly because of government regulations. Despite this, Muslims are turning to Christ in record numbers. Read the full report at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up for our free e-news blast at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.